Welcome to the Litigation Finance Podcast. I'm your host, John Freund. This podcast is brought to you by the Litigation Finance Journal, the only dedicated news source to the litigation finance industry. Please visit www.litigationfinancejournal.com. Our guest today is Michael Weiss, founder and president of Yield Street. Yield Street provides access to asset-based investments historically unavailable to most investors, including litigation finance, real estate, and other alternative asset classes. Michael, welcome to the podcast.
John, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate being here.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. I know you were on 2 years ago. I think it was 2018. Let's start by just running through it. So Yield Street is a unique platform. It offers accredited investors access to certain types of assets that really are typically reserved for institutions. I know you have a few different buckets, but let's use litigation finance. This is a litigation finance podcast. So just using litigation finance as an example, why don't you walk me through how an investment plays out on the platform? How do you originate funding investments? And once that deal appears on the site, how can investors participate?
Sure, that's a great question. So John, as you know, my background in litigation finance precedes Yield Street by many years. So I started investing in the litigation finance world about 2009. So litigation finance has been part of the Yield Street DNA since its inception, really. And I think it's one of the things that were really exciting about Yield Street as we started, and really a differentiator and a pioneer in the market of litigation finance, but also in its ability to give access to this type of investment to accredited investors all around the country. So at Yield Street, we have several different strategies within legal finance that we invest in. So there's pre-settlement funding, post-settlement funding, law firm loans, commercial case financing, class action settled case financing, and more. So we have a lot of these different opportunities so that people can build a nice diversified portfolio within the litigation finance asset class. So the way a transaction works, just from a very macro point of view, is we either originate a particular opportunity or often in partnership with another litigation funder. And they'll come to us and say, hey, we have a deal. It could be $5 million, $10 million, $20 million. And we think it's attractive for the following reasons. You know, we'd love for Yield Street to partner with us in this transaction. And we'll go through our due diligence, our committees, and ultimately we fund the transaction using capital that's available to us. And then in the coming days and weeks, we put up those investment opportunities on our Yield Street platform so that any one of our users could ultimately invest in those opportunities as long as they're accredited investors.
Yeah, that's really terrific, especially that you're able to fund that the deal as it comes up and then offer to the investors adds a certain amount of certainty for the investors, I'd imagine. Can you also provide me with any numbers that you have? How many funding deals have you helped finance? Average ROI for a Yield Street investor? How are the litigation finance deals working as compared to some of the other buckets that you have, the real estate, some of the other alternative assets that you offer?
Sure. So to just touch on a point you made a moment ago, the essence of why we fund all investments at Yield Street before we put it up on the platform is, on the one hand, to give certainty of execution to our partners. So somebody brings a $20 million opportunity, they need to know that it's going to close and need to feel really good about it. They don't necessarily want to wait to see what investors may or may not come in. So we solve for that by funding each transaction with capital available to us. On the other side, I think it speaks volumes to our users and our community of investors at Yield Street, where they know that we like this investment so much that we were willing to put up all the capital to fund that transaction. So it really helps both sides of our platform continue to get more comfort. So one of the things that I would say about our platform that differs in some ways from other litigation finance participants is that we are not big fans of binary risk. So at Yield Street, you're not going to see a single case investment in a commercial claim. I feel that the risk-adjusted yield there is just not what is attractive to us. And it's also, we believe, not necessarily the right product for our investor base. What we do like, however, is when we see portfolios of those transactions, they give us more diversification. So, looking back at Yieldstreet's portfolio of investment/loans originated over the last couple of years, it's a touch over $270 million. And our overall realized IRRs is 14, a little bit over 14.25%. Legal finance has been a big part of Yieldstreet's history. So it's about 35% of our portfolio and our origination historically. And the only one that supersedes that is commercial real estate investments. So you asked sort of how the litigation finance opportunities perform relative to other businesses and sort of their ROE. Litigation finance is a really interesting asset class because over the years, while we've solved in many ways significantly for sort of inefficiency of capital, there's far more participants in now than there were, say, 5 and 10 years ago. We feel and have felt since the early days that we get the benefit of that inefficiency of capital in the return profile. And oftentimes, the risk profile was misunderstood. So I feel that litigation finance as an asset class is very attractive. But I'll also say that the nature of our platform and our mission at Yieldstreet is to help millions of people get on a road to financial independence. And the way to do that is by having a diversified portfolio across asset class, duration, risk, yield, manager, et cetera. So there's definitely a place for people to invest across the various asset classes that we have. I think it's difficult to really compare, you know, a sub 70% loan to value first mortgage New York property or major MSA property to a legal finance transaction. But hopefully that gives you enough context and color on what our performance has been, how large of a participant we've been in this industry over the years.
Absolutely, absolutely. And investors have to love the non-correlation. Everyone's talking about that right now, the buzzword. So, you know, your site is predicated on that, so that's terrific. I want to ask about just some main questions that you get from investors on Yield Street. You know, what are investors concerned about? What sort of questions are they throwing at you, and how do you alleviate those concerns?
I think education is key, and that's something that we see across our platform in general. So these types of investments generally have not been easily accessible to the average investor. And even institutional investors, you know, had a pretty big learning curve over the years. And for me, it's a little different than for some others, given how long I've been doing this. So I think education is the most important thing to alleviate people's questions. And the questions are all over the map, right? It's as basic as, you know, we're trying to understand why someone needs litigation finance, right? Or how does it work? One of the biggest questions early on was, hey, if a law firm is so good, then why would they ever borrow money? Like, shouldn't they be able to fund it themselves, right? And I think just a basic understanding of how the business works and what the value proposition is and how do you underwrite repayments and what does the analysis look like and how do we do diligence both from a legal and a business perspective? And that's a hot topic, right? Because you have litigation finance firms run by finance people with limited legal background, and you have firms run by legal professionals with limited investment background. So there's that yin and yang that's really necessary to have a good track record and good performance in the space. Understanding risk profile is important. Duration is a big question, right? Like you could project duration, but it's not always easy to have a true term. What happens if litigation extends over time? Understanding collectibility risk. So it's not just that the case is good, it's are you going to get paid? So a lot of those questions are, you know, have always been steady in the industry. How to build the right portfolio. So there's, you know, that's been, I would say, the most consistent types of questions that investors want to understand. And I think, again, you know, the way to satisfy that is really just education, using historical experience and cases and walking people through what the business is and, you know, answering all those questions I brought up through education. And if you spend time on our site, you know, we'll have a learning section, which we like to call Yale Street University, which talks about the different asset classes. Of course, litigation finance has a decent amount of content. But if you also look at some of the historical opportunities, we talk a lot about these questions and we get more nuanced on a particular investment, depending on if it's a law firm loan or settled case financing or commercial portfolio, et cetera.
Yeah, that's really terrific. I love the Yale Street University angle. And always feel free to mention Litigation Finance Journal, too, if anyone has any questions on how litigation finance works.
That's actually a great point. We should probably talk about that offline, but that's definitely a good point in really thinking about all the content that you have created. And, you know, as we've grown over the last 2 years, we were just catching up. You guys have grown really nicely as well. I'm sure there's some high quality content that would help a lot of people have a better understanding and in more depth and hear from different industry people. So that's something I'll definitely take you up on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Happy to have that conversation with you offline. Let me switch over to the other side of the coin, though, from litigation funders' perspective. What are the advantages there? What does the funder get as far as posting an investment opportunity on Yale Street? What do they gain from their participation there?
So I've always been a very big believer that individuals can have a particular area of expertise, and that expertise is ultimately what generates alpha for them. So I've been a big believer in unique managers who have expertise, whether it's in art or real estate or litigation finance in this case. And what I feel is natural in sort of the investment management world, but even more so here, is that that particular individual or team spends or would like to spend as much of their time as possible sourcing and underwriting investment opportunities and then ultimately servicing them and generating significant returns, making their investors happy and increasing value for the GP. The reality is that as wonderful as that image sounds, we all have to go out and raise capital in order to make that happen. Otherwise, you could have the best origination and deal flow. If you don't have where to put it, the capital for it, it's sort of worthless to you. So what you find is that people have a particular skill set that makes them very attractive to invest with and alongside. But a significant amount of their time is not being utilized to enhance that skill set or leverage that skill set, but rather is to raise capital. So what could be super attractive to our partners is the notion that Yield Street is a digital wealth management platform, and it helps investors get access to these types of investments. And there's huge demand there. And what we can help you do is leverage your time. You go out and spend almost all your time identifying, doing diligence, and servicing investment opportunities, and we could be a really strong partner on the capital side. So I think that is, you know, a very obvious value proposition. The second is there are known to be several players. Obviously, every year there are more institutional players that are committed to putting in significant capital in the space. But oftentimes, managers are still beholden to one or very few significant investors. Whereas a platform like Yale Street that has north of 200,000 users, you have real diversity of capital, and there is appetite for many different types of products. Whereas, like we went through, you know, law firm loans, pre-settlement, class action, et cetera. Whereas a lot of times, if your LPs that have very significant holding will dictate the types of strategies that you can go after or sort of keep a tighter noose on you. And the flexibility of capital that Yield Street provides is incredibly valuable as well. And the third piece I would say is there is a race to the bottom in fees across the asset management industry for a very long time already, but it just keeps getting worse. And the opposite in some ways holds true with our user base. And the reason for that is that individual accredited investors appreciate the opportunity to participate in these investments that they haven't had access to, but they equally appreciate and value the skill set of the experts sourcing, identifying, and managing these investment opportunities, and they're willing to pay a reasonable fee for it. So I think those three reasons really sum up some high-level value propositions that Yield Street offers. And then other tactical ones are, you know, we've built the technology end-to-end to manage, you know, subscription payment with, you know, we ACH payments in, we make payments back out, we handle tax, compliance, et cetera. So the distribution infrastructure capabilities that our technology enables makes for a very efficient sort of partner and a much sort of easier life, so to speak, for the manager. So I think when you take that all into consideration, we're a very formidable partner. And, you know, maybe that's part of the reason that we've grown so rapidly and have been very successful in this space.
Speaking about your success and your rapid growth, you launched Yield Street back in 2015, and this was before litigation finance was well known, especially in America. A lot of lawyers didn't even know what it was back then, especially investors. So I imagine the education portion was pretty the education portion of your business model was pretty prominent back then. But I'm just curious how, in the 5 years since, have you noticed a shift in investor sentiment, investor appetite for litigation funding deals? Have you noticed more sophistication around litigation finance from investors, just in, even in terms of their understanding of it? Or are you still getting those sort of basic questions that you mentioned of like, what is litigation finance? How does this work? Or has there been an evolution on that front in terms of investor understanding of the asset class?
It's a great question, and I'm going to give you a little bit of the tricky answer. So in binary terms, I would say the investors have definitely gotten more sophisticated and more educated. The reason for that is a few things. So one is obviously information asymmetry is very different today than it was even 5 years ago. So the availability of content at your fingertips and quality content, it continues to get more and more accessible. But more relevant to Yield Street, it's when we get questions, we don't just answer your question and move on with life. So the way we operate across the platform is we log the questions that come in, and then we have technology that ranks questions that are the same or similar in nature. And they effectively flag to us, hey, this is a question that's top of mind for a lot of people. And then we start adding those in FAQs. And we add them on the Yield Street Learn section, the university section, and we put them in the deals. So what we've learned is what people are thinking and how to get ahead of that and educate them upfront. So in some ways, you might say, hey, they're not more sophisticated, but you're educating them faster, so the questions aren't coming in. And in other ways, I would say that because there's more information and people like you and us and many others online are publishing content, it's easier for people to learn more and get educated about it. So in binary terms, again, I would say yes, people are definitely more knowledgeable of the industry. I think if you walked into a bar in New York City 5 years ago and asked a bunch of people, do you know what litigation finance is? They'd say no. I think you have a pretty good shot at getting a decent amount of people that say, hey, we heard about it, we read about it, we saw it here, we saw it there. So there's definitely more awareness and more education on absolute terms for the investor market.
So, final question here, Michael. We've reported on the obviously through the lockdown and recession, there is a lot of expectation of lawsuits, many lawsuits coming down the pike. It's already been a spike in certain sectors. You couple that with the economic uncertainty, and of course, this is a lot of opportunity for litigation funders, right? So I just wanted to get your take on the growth potential of the industry. Where do you see litigation funding heading over the next few years?
I think separate and apart from COVID and the pandemic and sort of anything else going on in the economy, I think litigation funding was an asset class that was poised for tremendous growth, that has been seeing tremendous growth. I think over the next 10 years, you're going to see the litigation funding industry easily eclipse $50 billion, maybe even closer to $100 billion. And the reason for that is that if you just look at the total TAM of claims ongoing in the US, and again, look at it internationally, you'll notice that the active number of claims on an annual basis is absolutely enormous. So going back to the last point that we discussed, the sooner or the quicker the notion of litigation finance becomes much like any other asset financing, which it has been going in that direction for the last 10 years, significantly accelerated over the last 3 or 4 years, the bigger the use of litigation funding is going to be in the market, and therefore the bigger the growth. So what's very interesting about litigation funding is there is no shortage of claims to finance. There is no shortage of disputes, and there never will be a shortage of disputes. So if you understand that, the question is, how do I get bigger market share? It's by getting more market participants. And we're seeing that rate of growth at exponential levels. And I think that the notion of information asymmetry and both sides of the trade, i.e. the investors and the potential borrowers / claimants, learning more about litigation finance has continued to make it much more attractive for participants. What I do think is another side of sort of the economic issues and the pandemic is not necessarily just the litigation that's going to come out of it, but also the notion that more people have more time to think about balance sheet optimization. So maybe that Fortune 500 company who has significant number of claims never really thought about using litigation finance because they had a really strong balance sheet. Maybe if a pandemic really hit their retail sales significantly, or their, you know, casino or hospitality or airline or whatever your industry is, now we all have to sit back with our CFOs and get more creative about expense management and expense reduction. And litigation finance is going to offer a lot of people a solution to take a lot of capital and put it back on the balance sheet and share that risk with a party who wants to share that upside. And so I feel that, separate and apart from potential lawsuits that are going to come out of all this, you also have a whole new set of industry participants that are going to be born from the things we just discussed.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been hearing that as well. Many people feel the same way. It looks like, you know, all signs are pointing to everything you just said coming to fruition. And definitely that $50 billion, $100 billion marker, that's music to our ears. So we'll cross our fingers for that one. but Michael, we really appreciate you coming on the podcast and sharing your detailed responses, your insights, and how your platform works, the business model. We really appreciate you coming on here today.
I appreciate you having me. It's always a pleasure to talk to you and to talk to, you know, a bunch of people that are really interested and excited about litigation finance. And I look forward to the next time we get to chat.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're interested in learning more about Yield Street, you can visit them at their website, www.yieldstreet.com. And thank you all for listening. This was a great episode. We hope to see you next time on the Litigation Finance Podcast.